Please join me in reflection. In my garden, I will plant some of Daddy's things, the hat he wears for his favorite baseball team, his special notes he wrote to me, his favorite songs he likes to sing, his special collection of cars he bought for me last spring, his favorite tie that has grease stains, his favorite fishing pole, even though he has never caught anything. And I'm going to plant some of my tears. These come from me. Every night before I go to sleep, I will go out to my special garden and pray over Daddy's things. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. This week we commemorate the 11th anniversary of September 11th, 2001, a date in which we'll all remember for the rest of our lives. That morning, over 3,000 people said goodbye to their loved ones and never came home. That morning, we learned the hard way how vulnerable America and the price of freedom is. We learned so many lessons that fateful morning. We learned how dependent we are on air travel. We learned how each and every one of us is and can be affected by terrorism. And at the same time, we saw the teachings of the Buddha in action. We saw the countless people helping others in need. In some cases, their selfless acts cost them their own lives. We learned that everyone, anyone, can be a hero, and everyone can do their part to help. We felt the arms of the Buddha embrace us even more tightly as we saw the horrific pictures being broadcast on the television, printed in our newspapers and in the magazines, and I'm sure not one of us didn't shed a tear that morning. Now, 11 years later, what more have we learned? We had to learn so much. We had to learn something called homeland security. We learned what coming together meant. Just as in the recent Japan earthquake and tsunami, we all came together as a community to support people we don't even know, or maybe one of our own relatives. But we all did our part to make some kind of difference, whether we donated money, material items, or our time. We attended events or coordinated events to help. We learned that the world isn't as big as we thought it was. Suddenly, the term, "well, that's not my problem," became, "what can I do to help?" Also now, what more do we have to learn? Is the world a better place without the likings of Saddam, Osama, and the others? Is it safe to travel the world, knowing we will come home safely? Are we still living in a world in which fear still rules our life? Sure, we can monko about, "oh, the line so long at the airport," or, "oh, no can take my favorite cologne in my bag." But really, if we take the time to think about it, it is really for our safety. We have seen these troublemakers are everyday people, just like you and me. So, safety, we have to make some sacrifices. Each and every day, we have to make sacrifices. Our ancestors did it when they came over from Japan to work in the cane fields. Today, we make sacrifices to help one another. So, we all really need to do is to plan ahead, pack smart, heed the warnings, and everything will go by smoothly. On the 10-year anniversary of 9/11, a writer who also was a flight attendant wrote, "We must not let the terrorists win. If we hide and alter our lives greatly because of the fear that has been generated by these attacks, we'll be helping the terrorists accomplish their goals. Life is short, and we should try to lead normal lives as much as possible without fear." This month, we too celebrate Ohigan. It is a perfect time to contemplate on this one quote. If we hide and alter our lives greatly because of the fear that has been generated by these attacks, we'll be helping the terrorists accomplish their goals. Life is short, and we should try to lead normal lives as much as possible without fear. As I've said from day one, we live the life only once. So this quote follows along the same line as Ichigo Ichie, that moment that we all live. Ohigan in my feeling, is this 2 times a year in which we reflect on our lives. It is that 2 times a year in which we get our spiritual checkup. So Dr. Shinran and Dr. Amida looks to us and says, reflect on your lives, and are we doing our best? Are we trying or are we hiding? Life is too short to regret, so we got to do everything in our short time that we have in this thing called life. Last year, at this time, I received some bad news. A friend of mine was driving and suddenly lost control of his car, and the car flipped over several times before landing on the roof, and him in critical condition. It made me think, wow, what if that was me? What if I couldn't walk no more? All the things that I took for granted now, I cannot do. In the long run, we can learn from people like these. When we are in trouble, we cannot give up. We have to try and try again. Buddhism teaches us impermanence. Our troubles won't last forever. And if we try and we persevere, eventually it will end. That is our spiritual checkup. Are we doing these things? If you notice in the golden chain, we try to be kind and gentle. We try to think pure and beautiful thoughts and all that other stuff. We try. We are that little train that could, trudging up that hill called life, not giving up. So today, we look into ourselves, and at the same time we look out to all the over 3,000 people who have passed on 10 years ago today. And we see our place in this world. We can see our part in this world. And we reflect on how we can make this world a better place for you and me. In my garden, I will plant some of Daddy's things. The hat he wears for his favorite baseball team. His special notes he wrote to me. His favorite songs he likes to sing. His special collection of cars he bought last spring. His favorite tie that has grease stains. His favorite fishing pole, even though he has never caught anything. And I'm going to plant some of my tears. These come from me. Every night before I go to sleep, I will go out to my special garden and pray over Daddy's things. Little Natasha Flowers wrote this poem about her father. It gives us a glimpse of what goes through the mind of a little 11-year-old girl who has to deal with the sudden death of her father. I wonder what she was thinking about. What is she praying for? This little special garden will be her special place, where she will grow and reflect. We all have a special place, whether it's here in the temple or somewhere in our house. It could be in front of our home or butsudan. It is our place where we can grow and reflect on our lives. That place is a reminder and a place to reflect on the Buddha and his infinite compassion and aloha. This compassion that will never abandon us, even in the worst of times. We have come this far. Our lives have dramatically changed over the past 11 years. We've learned to live. We've learned to live life differently now. But think about it. Life is like that, isn't it? When we're young, the world that we knew only was what was in front of us. As we grew older, our world became bigger. And with that, new responsibilities, new roles, and a different lifestyle. It's too bad that an incident like 9/11 had to happen in order for us to realize that. This month, as we observe Higang, this special time of the year, when we reflect on the teachings of the Buddha, we come together to remember special teaching, the teaching of 9/11 and all that has happened. It has changed our lives. When we come to that awareness about the preciousness in life, pain makes man think, thought makes man wise, and wisdom makes life endurable. Once again, thank you very much for attending your temple services each Sunday and listening to this broadcast. May peace be with you and all have a great week. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.